John Harris has been investigating these tar pits for the past 20 years.
What would happen would be a horse or a ground sloth or a camel would wander along and get stuck. And just demonstrating here, once it's in, it takes a great deal of strength to pull it out. And of course, if an animal gets stuck on the surface like this, when it's trying to pull out one leg, it's pushing in three others. And so very soon it will get totally immobilized.
The trapped animal would lure predators to the swamp, who would in turn become stuck.
It will be sort of meat on the hoof waiting for the saber-tooths and the direwolves to come in and feed from it. And they would come in, and they in turn would get stuck, and down would come the vultures to feed on them, and they would get stuck, and in would come the flies, and they get stuck. So in pretty short order, you build up, for example, the whole food chain.
Over time, hundreds of dinosaurs would have sunk into these traps. Millions of years later, the tar and mud has turned to rock, the bones fossilized, and the site would look like any normal rocky bone bed. If Curry's dig site was actually a prehistoric predator trap, it would destroy his theory that the tyrannosaurs lived and hunted in packs. But how could the paleontologists tell?